All right.
It is 6:46 here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio, and that means it's time for us to get the details on our forecast. Ladies and gentlemen, the wizard Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, and how are you this morning?
I'm fine. Our temperature is 54 degrees. Our heating and cooling system here at the radio station is confused. Doesn't know whether to heat or to cool because we do have some damp, humid air, and we have some cool air, and then some warm air, and then some... We get a little bit of everything here, Pat.
Well, that's almost, I kind of thought that, you know, the weather this week was going to be absolutely lousy, if you recall.
Yes.
But I think today is going to be the only day that will be lousy, and not even that bad. A little bit dribbly, light rain or showers, and it could even be a little bit of sun breaking through. So I really don't think it's going to be all that bad. The problem is that we have high pressure in eastern Canada, and low pressure extends from the Ohio Valley to Arthur, Tropical Storm Arthur, off the North Carolina coast. And this high is weighing down enough to keep everything suppressed. We talked about this on Friday, that it could do that, and I still think it will. So after some light rain or showers today, around 60, clouds then clearing later tonight, mid-40s, partly sunny, breezy, mid-60s Tuesday, sunny and breezy, 65 to 70 Wednesday. We'll have some sun, 65 to 70 on Thursday. Then we'll have to see if the high weakens to allow moisture to stream northward Friday and Saturday in the form of some light rain or showers, nothing heavy. It's a possibility that this high may hold its ground and we could actually go into and through a lot of the Memorial Day weekend with not a drop of rain.
Well, that'd be nice because it rains. It doesn't matter. Everything's been canceled anyway.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
I'm going to give, first of all the towns in our area and all the veterans in our area a real pat on the back, because even though there can be no public observances or gatherings of people, veterans are going out to the cemeteries. There's going to be 21-gun salutes. The fallen and the veterans in our area will be remembered, and it's only because the towns and all the veterans are going to do it. And each town, I do believe, that puts flags out will still put flags out. And so what people are going to be required to do and asked to do is, in their own way, wherever they are, to just say a special prayer and a thanks to our veterans. So that's
probably about the best you could do, right?
Yeah, but yesterday there was a big takeout lunch, a beef brisket lunch with two sides that the VFW in North Canaan put together, the Couch Pipe of VFW. 150 sandwiches they sold out, and it was a really big success for them yesterday. And they'll be one of the groups out there honoring veterans on Memorial Day. So we will honor all those folks there, Pat, on that day, which is good. And well, also, you know, yesterday I did something. After your forecast on Friday,
right,
with the possibility of fairly decent temperatures for the week. Okay, that was coming up after a rough start on Monday. I got the bedroom air conditioner installed and the rest of the house air conditioner installed. This was this weekend. It took me a little longer than normal, but I got it done.
But you got it done. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I got it done. So we're all set for, because you know it did get a little humid on Friday.
Ahead of that cold front.
Yeah, boy, we didn't get much lightning here, but boy, did we get a ton of rain in a short period of time.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, to the north, as you know, tornado watch was issued, which we kind of expected, through the Berkshires and on up into Massachusetts and New Hampshire. What I kind of thought was interesting is that the system really held together right into the evening hours, which I thought was very, very interesting. And, you know, it's so funny because we generally, it looks to me like we get more in the way of severe weather in the spring than we do in the summertime. But we shall see what this summer holds. I was up at the lake on Saturday. You know, I had to go up there.
Yep. How did it work out?
Worked out good. You know, they had all the siding was already off the cabin, the old siding. So they had gone up there and they had stripped it. I did not find, thank God, many holes at all in the underneath. I went around the entire cabin. I found two very, very small cracks that I stuffed up, and I doubt very much if that was the problem. And it took us, there were three of us working on the stuff. We made about six trips back and forth to the dumpster to get all the stuff out. And then the contractors came by in the afternoon. We went over everything that we wanted done. They said, fine, no problem. And they're expecting to get it done this week, providing the people that supply the siding, their delivery date is supposed to be Wednesday. And the contractors will pick it up at their warehouse. So if everything comes in on Wednesday, they are hoping to do this job Thursday or Friday, which would be nice. That means, you know, could have it done by Memorial Day weekend, but I don't believe that I will be staying there this coming weekend. I will, the earliest would be the following weekend. I still need to clean out the bedroom and the living room. I did not get to that on Saturday. There was just too much to do. The weather was beautiful. A lot of people were up, not tons, but a lot. And of the people that were up, very few people were wearing masks, but everybody was keeping their safe distance because I was watching that closely. And that's it. Everybody's kind of hoping, you know, that this whole thing will continue to calm down. But from what I heard this morning, it's not. I heard that the, you know, the fatality rise across the U.S. is still on the rise.
Well over 90,000 people have passed away now.
Wow.
And it's the middle of May, and they were talking about 100,000 by the end of June, and it looks, fortunately, it's going to come a lot quicker than that. It's you know, it's down. Everything seems to be in the right direction in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Right. Even though in Sharon, the big news that we saw over the weekend was the COVID-19 case numbers in Sharon went from 14 to 34.
Wow.
Well, our first selectman, Brent Colley and Maria Horn, are getting – we think what it was is that there was some testing done. And because the more testing you do, obviously the more cases you'll find. So that's what we think that it is. But still, that's a number that raised some eyebrows around here.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's a big increase.
Well, we're only a population of about, 25, 26, 2,700 people.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 34 now, and so that means we've had probably right around 50 cases since this started from local residents. That's a significantly high number for us for a small town. But we think most of it is because of the Sharon Healthcare Center. But we'll have to, you know, I've been advising people all day yesterday on our news posts and everything. Stay calm, and let's get the details from the state where the testing was done and who was done, and we'll have a better understanding of it. So people shouldn't panic as of, you know, right now.
Right. Okay. That sounds legit. I went to get my antibody test on Friday.
And you'll find out, what, Monday?
They said, well, today's Monday. They told me on Friday, 2 to 3 days. I don't know if that meant the weekend. But, you know, the people, this particular outfit here in the Hudson Valley really have it together. It's called Crystal Run. And you pull up to the building and you call the number they gave you. And they answer you right away. And they take down your information. They said, now, please wait in your car. We'll call you back. Within minutes, they called back. They said, go around to the left of the building, go around the building. The first tent you'll come to, drive under the tent. It's only the roof, the sides are open, and you drive right up there. The nurse is there all in whole outfit with the shield and everything. You get out of the car. She tells you to sit down. She puts a couple of things into her little laptop. She took the blood out of my arm. I didn't even feel a pinch, believe it or not. She wrapped the arm. I was on my way within 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I mean, and I was out of there. There was nobody behind me. You know, they just avoid all of that. Everything is strictly programmed by appointment. So you don't have to worry about going there. You remember when we were seeing all those long lines for testing? Not here. Everything is done by appointment and done very professional. I was very impressed.
It's great that it was done that professionally and that quickly.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and I didn't have to go for the COVID test. You know, with the swab up your nose, they did it to Cuomo yesterday on his press conference. It looked like they were searching for gold, but aside from that, I didn't have to go for that. So we'll see what this test says. But you know, here's the thing, Marshall. Say you went for the COVID test today because you had symptoms. Okay, so you go for the test. Let's say 2 days later they call you and they tell you, Mr. Miles, you're negative. That was 2 days ago. Does that mean 2 days later you're still negative?
Well, yeah, but the whole thing about the test is that when they're done in mass, you get an idea. You know, at least you have an idea how many people in the area have it. And it's not 100% perfect, but at least it gives you an idea and it gives you the ability to plan. And when you do testing over, like, let's say a week, then you look at the numbers over the course of a week if you're an area, and you can see whether the numbers are going up or whether they're staying steady. You know what I mean? The percentages.
Gotcha.
So that's why testing is good. And it's also good for when somebody finds out that they've either had it or have it, that they've made it through if they have had it, and that they self-quarantine if they do have it. So testing is good. It is a good thing. And then after the testing, the most important thing is tracing. Tracing those who came through. So we'll see what happens, though. You know, it is what it is, Pat. We've got to deal with this for a little while longer.
I hope so. I hope so, sir. Everybody just sit tight, and the weather, too, will get better. So I think much of the week is going to be nice. So you have something to look forward to.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pigano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.